It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are finishing up our theme week on birds today.
Yes.
And since we're going into this Memorial Day holiday weekend, I thought we would talk about the United States national bird.
Oh, this one's easy.
Which is the bald eagle.
The bald eagle,
yes.
Sure.
So the bald eagle is found only here in North America, and its range includes most of Canada and Alaska, all of the contiguous United States, and northern Mexico.
Oh, okay.
It is found near large bodies of open water with an abundant food supply and old-growth trees for nesting. As of 2018, the species nests in every continental state and province in the United States and Canada. Northern birds are migratory, while southern birds are resident, remaining on their breeding territory all year long.
Okay.
So bald eagles are not actually bald. If you've seen one, you know that.
Yes.
The name comes from an older meaning of the word bald, which meant white-headed. So at one time, bald just meant white-headed.
How long ago is that?
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
You're bald. I'm just white-headed.
Right.
No, I'm using the old term, the old way of referring
right,
to bald.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So the bald eagle is a powerful flyer and soars on thermal convection currents. It reaches speeds of 35 to 43 miles per hour when gliding and flapping, and about 30 miles per hour while it's carrying fish. Its dive speed is between 75 and 99 miles per hour, though it seldom dives vertically. The bald eagle is an opportunistic carnivore with the capacity to consume a great variety of prey. Fish often comprise most of the eagle's diet throughout their range. To hunt fish, the eagle swoops down over the water and snatches the fish out of the water with its talons. And it has been estimated that the gripping power of the bald eagle is 10 times greater than that of a human.
10 times. So if it does grab you by the arm, or by the top of the head,
good luck.
You're just gone.
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, it is thought that bald eagles mate for life. However, if one member of a pair dies or disappears, the survivor will choose a new mate. The nest is the largest of any bird in North America.
How big is this? It is used
repeatedly over many years, and with new material added each year, may eventually be as large as 13 feet deep, over 8 feet across, and weigh 1 metric ton.
13 feet deep?
Yes.
So I'm picturing standing in a driveway with a basketball hoop at 10 feet.
Yeah.
3 feet taller than that,
yes.
As far as depth goes. You said eight feet across?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Usually nests are used for under 5 years as they either collapse in storms or break the branches supporting them by their sheer weight.
Oh, yeah.
However, one nest in the Midwest was occupied continuously for at least 34 years.
That's well built. That's good construction.
That's sturdy.
They don't build them like that anymore,
Sarah.
That's right.
One nest in Florida was found to be 20 feet deep, 9.5 feet across, and weigh around 3 metric tons. And that nest is on record as the largest tree nest ever recorded for any animal.
So is that one still in use, or do they pull it down and put it in an eagle museum?
I would think at some point it would have just fallen, being that big and that heavy.
I would think so, too. Imagine if you were walking under the tree, and it was a three...
Or even if it was in your yard and it fell, you would hear that.
Yeah, how many metric tons did you say the nest was? 3 metric... Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Like a bus falling on you.
Yeah. The average lifespan of bald eagles in the wild is around 20 years, with the oldest confirmed one having been 38 years of age. In captivity, they often live somewhat longer. In one instance, a captive individual in New York lived for nearly 50 years.
Wow.
The call of an eagle consists of weak staccato, chirping whistles, somewhat similar in cadence to a gull's call. So they kind of sound like a seagull.
You played some of these sounds that eagles made before we came on the air, and you played it, and I thought you were listening to seagulls.
Right. In film and television depictions, the call of the red-tailed hawk, which is much louder and more powerful, is often substituted for bald eagles.
Oh.
So what you think a bald eagle sounds like is probably actually a red-tailed hawk.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So if you're outside and you hear that sound, it's probably not a bald eagle.
Right. Right.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Right.
Once a common sight in much of the continent, the bald eagle was severely affected in the mid-20th century by a variety of factors, among them the thinning of eggshells attributed to the use of the pesticide DDT.
Oh.
It's estimated that in the early 18th century, the bald eagle population was 300,000 to 500,000, but by the 1950s, there were only 412 nesting pairs in the 48 contiguous United States.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a huge drop.
Big decline.
But thanks to federal regulations and the banning of DDT, the eagle population has rebounded. The species status was upgraded from endangered to threatened in 1995 and removed from the list altogether in 2007. Numbers have increased by nearly 4% per year between 1966 and 2019. And in 2021, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service estimated that the total population in the lower 48 was more than 316,000.
That's good. That's good growth back. Although you don't want too many of them because they're very strong and they could kill us all. So you kind of want that.
It's got a good balance. Right, exactly. Yeah. Now, the bald eagle is the national bird of the United States of America. The founders of the United States were fond of comparing their new republic with the Roman Republic, in which eagle imagery was prominent as a sign of strength.
Oh, okay.
On June 20th, 1782, the Continental Congress adopted the design for the Great Seal of the United States, which depicts a bald eagle grasping 13 arrows and an olive branch with 13 leaves with its talons.
Oh.
The bald eagle was officially adopted as the emblem of the United States 5 years later in 1787. And today, the bald eagle appears on most official seals of the U.S. government, including the presidential seal, the presidential flag, and in the logos of many U.S. federal agencies.
Now, we've heard talk, Sarah, that perhaps at some point the turkey was considered to be the American bird, but you said that that is kind of a perhaps a fake story?
Yeah. So I guess there's actually no evidence that Benjamin Franklin supposedly suggested the turkey, mm-hmm. the wild turkey, as the national bird instead of the eagle. But there's actually, I guess, no
evidence of that.
Yeah.
He just didn't like eagles.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
But all right.
So I don't know.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
That's plenty. Don't get me wrong. You picked out a record to go along with the bald eagle, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So we're gonna play "Fly Like an Eagle" by the Steve Miller Band.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.